Blog Talk Radio.
It's no stress, baby.
Show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, show you, show you, till you're through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be. I'll be swirling on my bag, swirling, swirling on your bag. I wanna put
I just don't... I don't think they understand the type of shit you into, you know? You like... Dark.
Fucking you deep, taking pics on my phone.
Dark.
Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's gone.
Dark.
I'll violate all the meat on your bones.
Dark.
Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone.
Dark.
Kiss me, I know it tastes like you. Dark. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. I can see it in ya.
I know, yeah.
You like when I do you dirty, yeah. Like when I do you dirty, oh. I put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody.
Dirty.
You bust it open, I'm loving the show.
Dirty.
Ain't just put in, but for me you a whore. Oh, both hands and no hands, you get to the job. You came for the cream, when I'm close you don't stop. Cause you're dirty, kiss me, I know it tastes like me. I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen. Yeah, see something in you.
Yeah.
Like when I do you dirty, yeah. Like when I do you dirty, oh. I put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody. This thing nice and slow, it's all physical. 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. When I get to what's all over your body. Put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody.
Hey, baby, it don't even matter. We can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I want to do you. Right now. Right here. Yeah. Yeah. Come here.
I can tell by looking at you. That thing is good. Good, good. I can't help myself without you. I wanna do everything. I ain't gonna front, I'm upfront, blatant about what I want. I want you here right now, baby. Looking at me the way that you do. make me mad.
You like? Don't be scared. Come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh?
I've been a goody daddy. Baby, no time for games, no rules, just play. Hope you've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. It's been good, but now it's time to show love what we made of. No time for games, no rules, just play. I hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. Making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me that keep my mind going crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love to you. I love the shower, out by the kitchen sink. Leave me where you wanna, make my knees weak. No time for games. You've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. It's been nice, but it's time to show love what we made of. No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. I can't even sleep at night. All I dream about making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me that keep my mind going crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love.
Good evening, and welcome, a warm welcome indeed,
to Epiphany Radio. The universe presents the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 4, Wet, here on the For Real Entertainment Network. We intend on bringing you the best of the best in erotic poetry, featuring the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Collective and some of your favorite people who are in, on, and around this network. So, tonight, we ask you, get a towel, get an umbrella, get whatever you need to keep yourself from getting wet. And as you know, the Honey Drip Erotic Poetry Series continues to draw the best of the best in erotic poets from all over the country, different places, radio stations, diverse. It is a literal universe of erotic poetry and poets. And so, because we are here to get you wet, we are going to run through our open mic list first. Please, no open mic poems over 5 minutes. We are going to do some erotic poetry, hear some good neo-soul, such as this song in the background, of course. And we're going to prep you to get you ready for your first person. Hopefully you'll know that they'll be carrying a water gun, a hose, a bucket, any of this, all of these things can and will affect you. So prepare yourself. Now, if you're feeling a little hesitant, make sure that you get a towel, you know, roll up, toke up, smoke up, drink up, prepare yourself. It's going to be a wet night for you. Now, while we're in here, we're going to go to our first open micer, who shall be familiar. He's the OG out of Washington, D.C. He's known to make his mind and these verbs dance. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentle them, I give you Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Good evening,
Joe. Are you there?
How you feeling? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I happen to be in fine form. I'm trying to keep this vibe going. Hold on, let me cut this music for you. I try to keep this vibe going. So, are you prepared to make someone get wet? You are. Yeah, we are. All right. Well, I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Ready. This poem is titled Goddess. Goddess had me don a three-piece suit with no shirt and just a vest on. Sweat flowing off my chest, Goddess said, leave the rest on. Her teeth gave bite to my chest, Lord. Non-compliance was not an option. I knew what Goddess wanted when I dropped in. Goddess said, drop him if you want that slop, then you better get the slobbering. So I'm talking into a deep thesis. Goddess keeps repeating with long, sharp nails on the back of my head, to hell with your breathing, keep on eating. Or you'll get none of what you're craving this evening. My tongue's reaching for her reverence. The goddess started using both her hands. The river said, give her a break. I tried to finger the tip of the base. Her walls fell flat on my face. Mountainous mounds of flesh soaked to the bone. I reached for the sky at the edge of the moon. Goddess, as I addressed her in her mess, I asked permission to lose the vest. As the very last remnant of the goddess was gone, Goddess slipped those glass heels on. Ah, shit, I knew what that meant. And I swear this hole was trying to break my neck. We digressed into a more comfortable ignition position. The goddess ruled and I listened. 10 times I ate her, like that waiter who keeps coming, bringing water to the table. I'm savoring her lady as she had this special flavor there. I knew this was no lamb to the slaughter. daughters were everything up to the gutter, and they were fishing that night. And fish that bite, what's a guppy to do but eat his way out? Goddess played this tantric bass. It was time to churn the butter out. I was well fed. I held the captain for a few moments. She listened to my words for so long without speaking. I flowed into her space. She rode the wake I created. Something she said struck a chord. I smiled and continued to feed her with words. She absorbed the last line, and now in slumber, I'm digested in her dreams. Lovers, are you with me? Sisters, don't forget me. God is about to get this in peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. So, Joe, where can people find you at, brother?
They can find me on Facebook, and they can find me on the Verbal Mind Dancer on my page. And that's about it. Twitter, yeah, you can find me on Twitter. But yeah, I'm here and there, you know, several groups and all that sort of thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, War Council and such.
yeah, War
Council and such.
You can also find me on the Majestic Inc. on Saturday. I'll be hosting with Queen Tigress over there, you know. Could be this Saturday coming up. Y'all take a listen and come on through.
I think so. I think they'll probably show up at some point. We'll see what happens. See what goes on with that. Right. With Majestic Inc. folks.
Appreciate
we
that,
like
yeah.
their show. We like this show a lot. All right, so I'm gonna put you back in the queue and for you to enjoy your time and your space so you can go down. So, all right.
Absolutely.
That was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. I'm from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. We're gonna go over to VA and experience Alisa Lips.
Hi there.
Hey, Alisa Lips. How are you?
I'm good.
You good? All right, that's what's up. Beforehand, if you are participating, please press 1. Make sure that you press 1. I see a lot of people, you have not pressed 1 yet. Please press your 1 so I know that you're here and you're prepared and you're ready to go. Just make sure that you press your 1. All right, so, Alisa Lips, you have something? Are you prepared to get things nice and wet? Yes.
I sure enough do. I have a piece of I'm going to bring you tonight called My Last Orgasm.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to mute my mic. I'm going to cut this music, mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
It began on the sofa at his house. Innocent cuddling gave way to passionate kisses. Then somehow, he's naked and my dress is slipping over my head. But we wanted comfort, so kisses moved us down the hall to his room. He had the forethought to light a scented candle so the soft scent of vanilla greets us. I feel the release of the last hook of my bra letting go, and we fall kitty corner across the bed. He scoots me back completely on the mattress as he falls to his knees. I feel his hands grasp the fine red lace of my thong as he slips the front down. He doesn't encourage me to lift because he can't wait to taste me. He sucks my clit into his mouth and my back arches to meet him. Luscious kisses torture me as he loves her and shows her how much he missed her. Then he rises just short of my first release, but it's okay because I know what's next. I feel the lace slip down my legs, and he inhales them before tossing them aside. He crawls up my body, gathers my breast as he spreads my legs with his and inhales both nipples at once. And just as I'm overwhelmed by the sensation, I feel his uncut head touch my clit. He takes his time, teasing the slit that is now a rushing river. Then he gives me that look that I know all too well, that shows his contentment with knowing what I love, just as he plunges his full length deep inside me, making me forget for a moment that only a few months ago he'd only had one terrible experience with his first that inevitably sent him into my arms. Our bodies find their synchronicity as we move together toward ecstasy, matching him stroke for stroke as he alternates from nipple to lips to nipple, all the time driving me to madness with each stroke. Then I feel it, the explosion seeking detonation. I put my hands on my thighs and push down to open myself even more so he can drive into me with all he has as he rises and supports himself on his fists. Sweat drips from him onto my face and body as I feel the flight taking off and he slams into me. And just as the tidal wave of my orgasm hits, his begins to rush forth to meet me. As I coo and scream through my own ecstasy, he releases his flood of warmth, tingling liquid magma into my ocean, and you can almost see the steam rising. He thrusts forward one last time as my screams calm into a purr of pure satisfaction, and he giggles at his accomplishments. He collapses beside me, but wraps me close because he knows I get chills after coming. And we lay there, having lovers' conversation, as we drift together into the haze of amazing connection. And that's that piece.
Miss Lips?
Yes.
I'd just like to ask, why are you choosing violence right now? You're literally choosing violence. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. But, you know.
He said it was to make it wet in here, so.
Yeah, I
just
see.
Followed directions.
I see. I absolutely see. Matter of fact, I need another opinion on this wetness real quick. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just. Just to ask, because I gotta ask. Let me go talk to my blood. Blood.
Yeah, man.
Did you? I just don't want to make sure it's me, because I'm feeling a little. Yeah, I'm feeling a little. Sweaty.
Yeah, you know? Man. Listen. She came through and she put something together that let's just say she did the damn thing verbally and artistically and made everything else around just sound so damn delicious. I'm in a different space right now. Damn.
I know what that feels like. All right, thank you. I'm going to put you back into the queue.
I'm rocking the event page, so just, you know.
Okay. That's good. All right, I'm going to put you back in the queue. We're going to come back. All right. Thank you, Miss Lisa Lips, for choosing violence and making people get all sweaty. But we're not done because, you know, we have a bunch of people who came to drip some honey on this mic and do some things, you know. Shout out to
Angel
Kim.
Yeah, see, I'm trying
Angel
to earn
Kim.
My space in that honey dripper category.
Oh, yes. So drippers, if you hear that, you know, this is auditioning. This is the audition. So if you're feeling it, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it. Now, shout out to Poetic Rain, Amani Elaine, Rita and Heels, the Accidental Poet, Mother of Dragons, Queen Bee. We see you. The Pearl of Negra, and we got some really dope people. I just talked to J. Rob the Wise Son, Ms. VIP, and I see you, T. Lachelle, hanging out. All right, so we're gonna go from you. Thank you. Stick around as we make things get a little bit more moist until we get it real wet. So thank you for your poem.
Thank you for letting me put my lips on the mic.
Ooh, ah, oh, starting out early. All right, I'll put you back in the queue. Try not to slip and slide over there. We're gonna keep checking. All right, so I'll put you back. All right. We're going to go to area code 724.
Good afternoon.
Area code 724.
Who is it? Chi Adams, how are you?
Hello, Chi Adams. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling like I'm making the mic drip. And what we
came
to
gonna do? Make a... Oh, there's a couple things, you know. Our cousins over there, they make the mic drip, you know, and then other people, you know, like people, you know, amongst us, the God of War, a.k.a. Spit Raw, he wets the mic on Saturdays. Here, we need you to just make it wet. Can you make this mic wet?
I'm going to give it a try. How about that?
All right. Well, I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Okay. This poem is called All Is Fair in Love and War. I have never seen a man look so sexy just watching TV. It makes my mind wander into daydreams of passionate fantasies of him and I engaged in sexual entanglements. The vision in my mind changes in multiple positions and events. So I sneak away and throw on a t-shirt and a thigh-high miniskirt. Understand that I have no intentions of being fair, so I'm leaving off the underwear. Then quietly I sit at the opposite end of the couch, with legs swinging open and shut, knees bent, slowly opening and closing my thighs, giving subtle hints, pretending to read the magazine as he stares down between my thighs. I catch his eyes. The corner of his eyes have caught my momentum of motion. His thoughts are on me. I have penetrated his emotions. Now his head and body have turned completely to get a better view. He's enjoying the view between my skirt. I allow my body to do the talking. Without words, I flirt. Hypnotically, his eyes are locked. I'm anticipating his next move. So I wait and hold the pose with legs positioned open, and then I turn the magazine page and pretend not to notice where his eyes are engaged. His eyes placed attentively downward and my eyes straight ahead. He jumps and lunges his arms towards me, and I quickly leap and run instead. Come back here, you little tease, is what he said, while I race towards the doorway that leads to the bed. His eyes are still watching as I fade out of sight through the threshold of the bedroom door. Jeez, who me? Damn, do I need to say more? Now his mental aha moment explains my game, and that through the door is his prize to claim, and that it's his love I want, is what it explains. I hear him moving closer. His belt buckle unwraps. The zipper is pulled down. And I hear the pants button go snap. Laying on my back with my arms out, knees bent, legs spread apart, and the fire starts. I understand this man holds the key to my heart. Ladies, I admit, I declare, I was not being fair, and I don't care. And who's going to keep score when all is fair and love and war? IG Poetry. And have that peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Chi Adams. Chi, how can people find you?
I'm on Facebook.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
I'm on Facebook.
All right. So y'all heard it here first. In here, making this mic perspire. We like that. We like that. Stick around. We have more incredible poetry for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And
okay.
We're going to go from you to area code 205. Area code 205. Who master speaking?
Black Rose.
Area code? Black Rose?
Yes.
What's good? What's good? What's happening?
Oh, how are y'all?
We happen to be in fine form. Thank you very much.
I'm good.
Very, very
much. I
like
to come when y'all are in rare form.
Well, you're supposed to come in rare form. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. This is you know, because we try to prepare for when you get here, because, you know, certain songs belong to you. So let's try this out. We have to make sure
like,
we get your theme music right.
Hi, how are you? She said, I'm fine. How about you? I'm like, true. She like, true. I'm like, true. Nothing's more precious than the truth. There's a fine line between love and hate. And by fine, I mean you. She like, ain't you cute? I'm like.
Yeah, so, Black Rose, you know, we keep it frosty for you. So what you got for us this evening? Because I know you know how to wet this mic up real nice, like.
Oh, you know, I know how to wet it up.
This is
called The Fight.
All right, well, hold on. I'm going to mute this song. I'm going to mute myself, and the mic is yours.
Walking through the door, my soul hurts. I smell her. She's been here. You try to cover it up, kissing me slow, hands on my waist, pulling me closer to you. Her pussy's still on your breath. Her kiss is still on your lips, but you squeeze my butt, hoping I fall, that I don't notice. No questions asked, moving down my body, kissing till my body follows your lead, giving you a piece of me you don't deserve. My thighs around your ears, your mouth on my pussy, my head cloudy, I can't focus, but that was the plan. Moans escape against my will, tears streaming down my face, I know better, but I want you. Floating on a raft in rough waters, orgasms turning it over. I'm drowning in ecstasy. Wave after wave, I can't stop. I want more. I switch positions. I'm on my knees, sucking with me. I'm your fiend, sucking your pipe. My mind running crazy, but I can't think. You feel me leaving, so you give me your kids and I swallow. You bend me over, pounding for life. You feel me dying. You feel my soul leaving. The light in my eyes darken. You know she's coming. I try. I feel her fighting to get out, get back at you. She shouts, let me out. But I still want to love you. I want to feel hope. I don't like being locked in. I hate watching her destroy men. I hate her thoughts of love. She is not me. She kills hope. But she is me protecting her dream. We fight each other. I fight myself. Most would say crazy. I say I can't stay. Your hands around my throat, pulling my pussy closer, taking me over. This is why she can't be free. I need you inside of me. I need the games we play. She plays for keeps. I come. Weak in the knees, you flip me over in desperate need. You can feel her too. Baby, please don't let her loose. Slow strokes holding her back. Damn, this pussy wet. My mind, my body can't hold on. Damn. In peace. Black Rose. DSR all damn day.
Well. Hold on for a second. Let's get back to the song real quick. So, Black Rose, while we rocking out. So you make sure that you got to check the chat so you know where everything else is going on. You OG honey dripper, you. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for rally? Are you ready for rally? That's all I'm going to ask you.
I am so ready. This is my birthday weekend, so everybody going to rally. My only request for that weekend is that Black Rose turns to Black Diamond and she knows nothing.
Okay. Y'all heard that. You heard it from her first, so she's making sure that you understand. So we're going to go from you, Black Rose, we're going to put you in the queue. All right, and we're going to go from you to area code 314. Area code 314, master speaking.
It's Taylor Tells, but did you see my message?
Nah, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But yeah, actually, oh, yeah, I did see it. I'll come back to you. All right?
Thank you.
No problem. I got you. Sorry. I'm horrible at reading numbers. All right. Let me see what the boss man is up to, see how he feels about it. Hold on. Let's go there before we get started. Boss man, are you there?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on?
Bro, you got me up in the shower. Ladies,
oh, my
bad. Naked, man.
Well, you out here getting wet. You out here getting wet, so.
I'm with, bro.
What love, y'all? Listen, boss man, we're going to come back to you when you're done taking your business. All right. We're just going to go get started and start wetting this mic up because, you know how things happen. When you turn, throw the high sign and we'll come back. All right?
All right, brother.
One love. All right. So I guess we got the high sign. Well, we can get ready to get started. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you a collective like no other. Diverse in every way. A universe of erotic verse. Some of the baddest motherfunkers on the planet. I introduce you to the Honey Drippers. And starting out, we're going to start out with Miss Angel Kim, the voice.
Hello.
Miss Angel Kim. Hello. I'm just going to tap this real quick. Are you prepared to moisturize these people?
Sure. I think I am. I wasn't expecting to be called as soon, but yeah.
My bad. I was just going in order. But we're going to work it out. All right. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Give me just a moment. I had to pull it up. I wasn't prepared.
All right. No worries about it. In the meantime, in between time. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Come here. I said, come here. I dare you to make one sound, one peep, one noise. I want you to just close your eyes and surrender to me. Feel my lips off over your body as I suck on your tongue while pulling your dick out. Let the air toggle between our lips, pulling our clothes off because I'm ready to steal your soul. It won't take much. Just watch me. No, I mean look at me. As I let the tip of my tongue grace the tip of your dick, licking your slit while tasting your pre-cum. Following the lick vein down your balls, I massage them right before I suck on them. Not one, but both. Ass tooted while my knees are finding the right position. Because I'm about to put it on you. Staring up at you, I begin to suck on your dick as you reach down and play with this click. It turns me on watching you bite your bottom lip, making my pussy get all creamy and sticky, spitting on your dick getting nasty. I like that shit. Using my hand to lubricate you, throwing your head back as you get that sexual feeling. You grab a handful of my hair and push my head down further, making me take all of you deep in my throat. Yagging as you hit the back only makes my pussy and mouth wetter. Fuck my mouth disrespectfully. Not worried if I need air or not. Wait. Hold it right there. Don't move. As you release, I want to swallow all of your damn seed. Just like that, Daddy, give it to me. You know I aim to please, but it's not it. I want you to turn around, and I want to fuck your face. I want to ride the waves as I come all over the damn place. I want to wrap my big yellow thighs around your ears like earmuffs, smothering you with all of my fluff. If you die, you die. But at least you will die in a happy place. Grinding it in your face, allowing you just enough room to breathe as your tongue is deep in me. My thighs as you work it, and I won't fuss if you lick from my ass to my click. Making me moan as you're flicking that tongue, working that magic. Now put my legs in the air as you straddle me and you slide right between them. Push them back, fucking the shit out of me. You got me saying Chiyoko, Chiyoko, Abiojo in my native language. Grabbing the headboard, you dig deeper and deeper and start hitting it harder and harder as you polish your dick with my pre-become. When you pull it out, you put it in my face and fuck my mouth, and I taste good off of you. Now flip me over, straddle my legs, raising the others while you play with this pussy, rubbing your dick back and forth from my ass to my clit while getting it slippery while wet. Next thing I know, I feel you slowly penetrate my ass, making me put my hand up like that's going to stop you from accomplishing your mission of conquering this third hole. All I'm thinking about is wait. She's never been broken in, and I'm not quite sure she's ready for that yet. So I close my eyes, but to my surprise, that pain turns to pleasure. You roll me flat on my stomach as you straddle me and slide back in. I'm definitely into this right here. As my moans get louder, you pick up your pace, and you are punishing me. I bury my face to muffle my screams of pleasure and pain. And with one last thrust, I feel you bust deep within me. Totally spent, we don't move. With your dick still inside me. Porn.
Lord have mercy. If you don't mind, I need a second opinion really quickly. Yes. Station manager, sir. Did you hear the poem? I'm knocking stuff over. Did you hear the poem, sir?
Did I hear the poem? It was all that she was talking, and then when she started spitting her native language, girl, that's that heat right there. Yeah, it's getting wet. It's getting wet.
Oh, man, I'm just telling you. You just got it wet, Angel. Yeah, so thank you for getting it wet. And I call poetic because we, you know, you know, we just want to make it worse for everybody who's listening and making sure that they're paying attention, listening to this. So I'm going to move from you to Poetic, a.k.a. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. It's not a beard, it's a saddle. But y'all going to have to find that out. Angel, I'm going to put you back in the queue. We'll be back with you shortly. Thank you for the sexy-ass piece.
Definitely.
Poetic. You know what you know what you need to do. You know how to do it. I'm gonna mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. Tattoo sheets. The canvas was made for her art. Where did I want to start? I decided that I would entice her mind with the most colorful ink I can find. Then I dipped my thick gun into the ink, so she'd know I was a professional and she would leak. Not blood, because my tools don't lacerate. However, they do often invite a reverse masturbate. I was told to be the artist and create a juicy work of art. The artistry I would perform as she laid on my sheets would part. Not the Red Sea or even the red and blue hues that drip from me. I mean, that would explode from being drenched in her. Because I desire to manifest something so filthily remarkable that your holes will be filled with my instrument of sensual praise that you will find delightful. The pain from the creation of your artistry will be more like erotic chemistry, me as your designer, my sheets as your wet painter. Tattoo them with the wetness that drips between your thighs of sweetness. See then just how art is supposed to ooze. I'll spread your lips and use my tongue to prove that my tattoos are permanent. Cause you'll remember just how the tattoo tongue made you feel no resentment about allowing me to design your orgasm. Even while you squirt and cream, creating a cytoplasmic spasm. See, you've been waiting for the right artist with the right instrument to start this. I've been waiting for you to give me instructions so my sheets can become stained with eruptions of your wet, juicy, gushing nectar. So please, tattoo my sheets while I penetrate and taste her. And that's that piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the station manager here over at Epiphany Radio Universe, Mr. Poetic, one half of the Get Down with J-Rob, Batman and Wolverine, making it wet for you. So let's go get an opinion real quick and just see how this is working out. Lisa Lips.
Yes.
How did you feel about that poem?
I'm quite. How did you feel? Flabbergasted by his thick pen in the ink.
Ah, thick pen, ink. Ah, thick pen.
Thank you.
Ink. Okay, yes. yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lisa Lips. I'm going to put you back in the queue. speaking of which, wow. Just because, had some fun at her expense, but it was good fun because in her piece she says she was pussytizing people, so we have affectionately nicknamed her the pussytizer. Inside joke, got to listen to the poem to get it. Now, Poetic, this is what happened. So a certain person, a baby diva, Penny, was like debating, you know, double dutching, trying to decide when they was going to hop in, but they decided to hop in. So I'm going to open her mic because I'm going to go from her to you, and then we're going to resume the schedule to essentially Zadnice. Essentially, did you enjoy Van's poem?
Listen, I'm still trying to catch my breath. I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. That's how I was. I'm
that
just
was
telling
hot.
You. So we're going to go from Van to you. So Poetic, stick around. Of course, you know we're about to get in. We're going to go from you to that to happen. All right? So I'm going to put you back in the queue, bro. I'll be right back. Shanice, I'm going to cut the music and mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Cadence. Your fingertips graze my lips tentatively. The moment a sigh escapes me, shaken, a flutter. Stirred as your gaze caresses, traces the curve of this smile, softly growing and knowing intensity mounts with patience. And words tempt me when whispered as pearls falling from my neck, captured and nestled by my breath. Your eyes hold so many questions, one for each button I unfasten slowly, bearing to me the strength I knew of long before now. Resting my hand on your heart as anticipation courses, rises, brings me to a pause. And I reach for you as our lips touch, your whispers blending with mine, just as I knew they would. As surely as firm, your form assurance is revealed, held here in my hand, guiding you to me, lightly brushing the warmth of my promise to envelop you in silken pleasures. So, immerse love and fill me completely. Grasp my hips as I arch to receive you, but then slowly withdraw. Slip your fingers inside me. Make me wait just a few moments more. Trace my parted lips with fingertips moist with desire. Let me taste where you've been as you take me again. Rising and falling in perfect rhythm, capturing cries of pleasure with kisses, stealing my breath, drawing mine into your being. Inhaling my wishes, tumbling from the crest of a wave. Shaken, quivering, finding release, geyseric and filling. Falling into each other's arms, completely sated for now. In peace.
Zanis.
Yes.
I just want to know, when you said that you were nervous, and then you're saying lines like, what was it? Let me taste where you've been. Lift
yes.
my hips up to receive you. Really? Is this what we're doing? We're mounting sneak attacks. We're running up on people. The ski mask way. You know, Ski Mask Way Part 2 is June, like, 15th. That's when we're doing the ski mask thing. You just ran up in here and you just wet everything. You just wet people up. That's what we're doing?
Excellent. Maybe.
Oh, excellent. Oh, okay. That's what we're calling it. Okay. Yeah, we're going to keep our eyes on you because we just know you about that life. You wasn't trying to tell nobody. But thank you for coming and participating with an excellent
thank
piece.
You.
And thank you for being there. We appreciate you. So I'm going to put you back in the queue. Please stay around and enjoy. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to our regularly stated program. We are going to make your honey drip. And the next person is one of the newest honey drippers. Dope poet. Very sexy. You might feel it when you go outside at night when it rains. Rain.
Wow. I'm so proud of my little sister.
Yeah, she's ran up in here the ski mask way real quick, like, and talking about, I'm nervous. I don't want to go with this level of poetry. And then she comes in here and just wet shit up. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. But, you know, I know somebody on this mic that knows how to make it wet. So, you
I just
get
brought
that
a little drizzle. I just brought a little drizzle.
Just a little drizzle. Okay, we'll be the judge of that. I'm gonna cut this music, mute my mic, and go in there and get it wet.
Mm. When I told him my pen name was Rain, he smiled and smirked and nodded. I'm sure it crossed his mind that I chose this because, well, I am cleansing to the soul and that it's refreshing to be in my midst and that I have the ability to remove physical and emotional toxins just by simply being in my presence. I can't deny any of this. I mean, being with me truly is quite the experience. But what he doesn't know is these are the qualities that draw him in and make him feel safe just before my storm hits. Most times it's without warning. I can be a tad bit unpredictable sometimes. Something like a quiet storm. You might not see me coming, but I guarantee you're going to feel me when I arrive. I wonder if I should warn him that somewhere between his intellect, compassion, humor, vulnerability, he invoked a torrent in me. And that smile, goddamn, that smile, if it isn't causing pluvial tantric shift, ensuing tsunami-drenched noni lips, I don't know what is. Meanwhile, his eyes are having their own conversation with the thunder in my hips, got me wanting to scatter my showers across his full lips, let puddles gather upon his thick tongue. I admit it. I can't stop thinking about it. I don't want to be every man's wet dream. I just want to be his. I wonder if he knows it, knows that every season is monsoon season with me. I wonder, can he swim in deep waters without holding his breath? Backstroke, side stroke, stay afloat. I used to think nothing is wetter than rain, but the idea of a confluence of his thick streams and my sticky river, I hope he isn't afraid to get wet. I most certainly am not. I'd be ready to bathe in his hurricane and bide the tide of his wetlands with an effused eagerness, but shit, I digress. Just meet me in the deep end of this tryst and let's see just how wet we can get. That's right.
I expected no less than that. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel the blood beginning to rush, you feel your forehead perspiring profusely, understand that you've been rained upon, you've been poeticized, you've been angel kimmed, and we won't stop just here. Rain, that was a dope ass piece.
Thank you, sir.
Are we just going to keep this going? Because I'm already hot. I'm about to take off my sweatshirt right now. My brilliantly filthy shirt that I have on right now. Because there's some brilliant filth going on right now, just in case you didn't know that. People got monsoons and shit. We waiting for tidal waves. We're gonna go from you, Rain, to Imani Elaine. I like how that worked. Rain to Imani Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Imani, are you there?
Imani, she's gonna kill me.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
We just gonna keep this wave going. We just gonna keep this wave going. So Rain, I'm gonna put you back in the queue. You filthy miscreant, and we're gonna continue on. Imani Elaine. I'm not gonna ask too many questions. I'm just going to ask you to keep this wetness going. Are you prepared?
I am prepared.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to mute my mic, cut this music, mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. My name is Imani Elaine. Our pronouns are she, her, they, and this is Ain't Water Wet. Amphitrite, goddess queen of the sea, she is I and I am she, I am water. Fluidity, wife or mistress of Poseidon, depending on who you ask, the loud, moaning mother of sea life, lost in a sea of narratives and ancient Greek mythology, I am water. She is me, and I have a question for you, Daddy. Ink, water, wet, I mean, can she wet your whistle, quench your thirst, fill your mouth and throat with this squirt? Huh? Daddy? Some say that water can only make things wet, but I know you know better. Having been baptized in my wetter, having lied in the tide of these 8 water placements a time or two, you claim me as your own personal ocean. Made yourself home in the depths of me, splishing and slashing, leading into backstrokes and breaststrokes before diving into my deep face first. No snorkel or other protective measures, see. Mouth made moon, pulling waves onto the shore of your tongue. Oh, you want to drown, don't you? To which you reply, I'm a masochist, baby, so I bite my lip and levy torrential floods across your countenance. Juices dripping from forehead down nose onto luscious lips. This ocean spray finds purchase on your chin, and when you come up for air, our eyes lock. Heat spikes turning this ocean jacuzzi. I mean, making me a little teapot, just begging to be poured out. Daddy, please answer me. Ain't I mean, ain't water wet?
Let me sit this ass on you. Show you how I feel. Let me take this off. Will you watch me? Let's mass appeal. Don't take your eyes. Don't take your eyes off it. Watch it. Baby, if you like, you can touch it, baby. Do you? Do you want to touch it, baby?
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Imani Elaine, I had myself on mute. I was a little distracted. Lost my way for a little bit, but I'm back. I'm here. I made it back. Yeah, even though I know that was for Daddy, I was someplace else. I was playing in the fountain. You know, I was putting my face. Anyway, never mind.
It's all good.
It was just over there. Zaddy, you know who I'm talking about. But you know, these poems make you feel some kind of way. It makes you feel some kind of way. I had to take off the sweatshirt. I'm down to the sweatshirt. I got the cold press waiting, just waiting, because cold press, is it clean up on aisle 69 yet? Is it clean up on aisle 69? Because these floors is real slick. They slicking up these floors over here, y'all. They slicking up these floors. I'm just telling you, they slicking up these floors. As per usual. All right, so... we're going to go from you. We're going to go to our favorite Game of Thrones Black Erotica, Georgia Peach, also known as Mother of Dragons. Mother of Dragons, are you there?
Hello. How you doing? Yes. How you doing?
I'm a little perspired. just a little bit, because they slicking up these floors. It's aisle 69 over here. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Are you contributing to the wave? Are you getting it wet? Are you pushing?
Oh yeah. I'm definitely.
Oh yes. well, Miss Imani Elaine, we're gonna go from you. We're gonna go to Mother of Dragons. I'm gonna put you back in the queue, Mother of Dragons. I'm gonna mute this mic, and pause, and the mic is yours.
Okay. Space alien speech. I want to see you juju on that beat. Watch me giggle, and when I reach ecstasy, coax the goddess out of me. Contortionist in this gajook, get you spook as your eyes roll. Grasp your soul before you transition. Conjure your wood. It's so exciting to hear you splash into my gene pool. Lick your membrane of your phallus. You know why? Because you can do damage to this pussy. Drain your synergy. Close your third eye and implode you into a billion pieces. Have you experienced a many deaths? Carpal tunnel syndrome from that grip 9 fingers deep. I have sonar in my well endowed for the brethren because you can do damage to this pussy. Leon spanks this ass. Choke on your vessel like Princess Leia did Jabba the Hutt. This whole part here, I'm your darkest fantasy. And that's that piece.
I'm just going to say, I'm scared because you said Leon spanks this pussy. So I'm just saying, that's with the big gap and everything. Are we Leon Spinks in the pussy right now? Jesus. Oh, y'all honey drinkers,
if
y'all something
beat,
different.
If you gonna, if you gonna beat it up, you gonna, I want you to beat that shit up.
Y'all honey drinkers, something different. Y'all something different right now. For real. Oh man. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. My concentration is fucked up right now. It's really messed up right now. I'm going to go from you because I don't know what's going on with myself right now. It's a little crazy. Taylor, are you there? Taylor Tales, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Are you ready? Are you prepared? Or do we need to circle back around?
No, I'm prepared.
All right, because I'm a little flustered because we in here, we making it, we slicking up the, you know, slicking it up on aisle 69, slicking the floors, making people feel some kind of way, getting rained on, getting poeticized, getting Angel Kim, the voice, people just talking to you, just girl six voices and all kinds of craziness, Mother and Dragons, Leon Spinks the pussy because you got to beat it up. Listen, I know it is what you do. I'm just asking you, like, I have one body with one heart that can pump this blood all over my body. I'm just worried right now. I'm worried right now because I know what you're going to do. And Mother of Dragons, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Didn't mean to rhyme that on purpose. But I'm going to let Taylor Tales does what she do, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Please don't choose too much violence on me. I don't know how much more I can take. I'm literally flustered as hell right now. I'm flustered.
I'll be gentle.
Do what you came to do. Do what you came to do. Don't worry about me.
All right. I'm Taylor Tales, y'all. I hope y'all are nice and fussy in right now because I just need y'all to know that all I need are these three things if you come into this island. So, here we go. All right. All I need. Come be stranded in me. I just need your tongue, lips, and dick to be the sand to my beach. And reach to my clit, get high from this cliff. And run up my tits, got milk for your quench. Nah, not breast milk, but it's the formula for your meal, this infamil. Yeah, you in for a meal of vanilla mocha, sweet honey versus supernova. Have you charging through like Red Rover, this magical island, craving your black boy to nullify me, this black clover. Have you lingering the next day, my hangover, and enjoy my luxurious ride, this Range Rover drive and drive me smooth with gas to pump. So let it fuel to your pump as you jump in my guts and I throw my rump. We about to get crunk. Nah, no little John, but
turn me east on my side to catch your boys. And from the show me state, I'm already poised. I'm arched up for you to enter this riverfront and graffiti my walls and give me a all like a casting call. Play your role, go slow, then speed up like a weed man going to re-up for that bread. Now give me that head. Nah, I won't leave but your soul I retrieve when you relieve that sea of men in my pituitary gland. Okay, okay, okay. I think you understand it's sex on sex on top of sex. No SOS, just here to collect like a cashed-in check. We just do it like Nike check. And check me, your wish list, and empty your cart, then restart, because we have nothing but time as you rest inside your sweet red wine. So if you be so kind to bring your tongue, lips, and dick to a wine, because you stranded in the island so sublime. Thank you.
Well, one good turn deserves another. And so I was told that someone had to respond to you in a proper form and fashion. King Kai,
yes.
Is there?
Yeah.
King Kai said he has a response for you, and so he'd like you to hear it. I'm going to mute your mic and mine, and away he goes. Away he goes.
You wanted me to be stranded within the depths of a refuge. Your book becoming my retreat. You want more than just a tip. That's why I have you ride my face. I want to bring the waters to your shores. And let me sip every cup of your inscriptions into my mind. Inscribing the indents of my name along the shores of your skin was me embedding my prescription into you. I'm counting about 22 spots for what I want you in. Learning new words like botanist and supercalifragilistic and espialidocious while you slide off my tongue. Tasting like pineapples or something unexplainable. A cool age jamming my body until I make your heart stop. Your clit is where I lick before I erect inside you. Rub the tip with some survivor spit. I didn't know macaroni came with your island. Connect and make you sing like an iris. Your screams are my nature's soundboat. Starting at my crown to your sacral, get into the center of your island's water, a pure substance to cleanse my mouth. So a queen with a side of minty fresh is asking my firm, what would be taming another backyard beach? Sounds like I'm Agent Pleat, playing with your cookie crisp. Let's call this strand Taylor sex on the beach, engulfing you spiritually. That's the only way to survive your cream and heat. I know you're a cancer, but there is no need to get crabby. And the only formula you need is my meat between your buns. And the only time may your ass blood bend my body is during a full moon, until we recreate orange float. Don't choke on my wild waters, for my board will be your favorite thing to ride. Fuck a supernova. I'ma have that ocean hyper until your liquids run over the damn juices you wanted to hold for me. After nullifying your lucky cova, this demon will blow your back out. You sure you want sex on sex on sex after rounds of search and rescue? You're going to be needing the SOS, proceeding to paint your insides like a caveman with specks of white and name it Taylor Starry Night, marking the time that passes while expanding your insides and drowning endlessly in your kiddie pool. This is how Stranded turned into a retreat. Cool.
Now, I got both of y'all mics unmuted. So this is what we doing now? Now we just we just coming at each other just with poem. We just gonna keep doing secret projects. Not tell King Drip and then come out and do some fly shit. Y'all just on some fly shit, huh? That's what we doing?
Yeah. He told us to be free.
I did. I absolutely. I demand it. I demand that you be free. But you know what? I'm going to have to play some love rhythm because y'all out here giving people the rhythm, giving people half rhythm.
Yeah.
Y'all better not get nobody pregnant. Y'all better not get nobody pregnant tonight. They come to me, I'll be like, listen,
dude,
you refuse the litigation on behalf. You said
I
what?
I better not be pregnant tonight. I better not be pregnant. I just did. Right. I better not be pregnant.
right. So listen, because that was fly. That was some fly shit. I'm really mad that y'all keep doing fly shit and not telling me and just surprising me with it. It's nice. I love it. Don't stop. But y'all got to stop making people horny. The cold press is on, too. You're slicking up the floors. People are slipping and sliding. We ain't even got the signs out yet. Y'all on some bullshit. But I like it. I like it a lot. All right. So, look. I'm going to go from y'all. And I'm going to bring in the next poet, Galactus, Eater of Worlds, and your girl, a.k.a. Freaknik, a.k.a. Nick Nasty, a.k.a. Florida. Come get some sun from the sun. Okay. So I'm going to go from y'all. Thank y'all. We're choosing violence right now. That was Taylor Tales, and that was King Kai. I'm pretty sure King Kai has another piece, don't you, King Kai?
Yeah, I do.
That's what I thought. So Taylor, we're going to come back to you shortly. We're going to let Nick come in here and, you know, wet up the place just like y'all just did. You filthy animals. Keep the change, you filthy animals. Y'all are just nasty. No, y'all are actually filthy. Brilliantly so. I love it. All right, I'm going to put y'all in the queue. We'll be back. All right. Mr. Nasty Man, I'm just going to get out the way. I'm just saying. Listen, if people end up with children between their teeth or in their mouths, I'm blaming you. Anyway, so that's a metaphor. Anyway, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
Mute this mic. All right, and the mic is yours.
Okay. I need that warm elixir tonight. Wet. That's exactly how you will get fucking with me. Your bed will be blessed with a mess. That will be something to see. They'll talk about it in the history books. I warned you not to give me looks from across the room, or else you'd be feeling the tip of my dick breakdancing across your womb. Go ahead and sprain your hip trying to hop on it. Drip, drippity, drop on it. Paint your honey all over my dipstick as I dip it in and out, measuring the depth of your liquid. And when I flip around and put my face in it, I promise not to lick quick. Lay back. And let me work my tongue slower than radio. I swear eating your pussy's a better diet than paleo. It's funny on talking about healthier foods, since I want you to keep fucking coming. That's the new KFC, and that pussy is finger licking good. That wasn't even a part of the poem. I'm just winging it. And now I got you lemon pepper wet. My tongue is all flat, but I don't mind drumming on your clit from time to time. The hairs on my chinny chin chin getting ready because they know it's time to shine. Give me that face wash. Be my Cetaphil. I just want to get a feel of what it's like to be waterboarded. I ain't giving up any secrets, so you better keep leaking until I leak it. While I'm eating, I'ma sneak in two fingers inside of you out of nowhere. And keep going until you squirt in my mouth and make me say, oh yeah, I want to run through a wall for you. This mouth, this dick, this poem, it's all for you. So don't get it twisted. Left hand on butt cheek, right hand ready to grip throat. Third leg deep inside you until both of your bottom lips choke. Soak up my floor some more, baby, it's dope. I love that shit. So flood my shit. And this poem, just like my dick, I can't wait for you to come because of it. Poem.
You know when you hear magnificence and you just said, you know, you hear some crazy, incredibly filthy and nasty sex that just makes people just want to get butt naked. Thank you, Nick Nasty, for bringing that to the forefront and making people get naked and want to do nasty shit. Matter of fact, let me go ask let me go ask a question. Let me go ask a question real quick, because you know sometimes we got a temperature check. We got a temperature check. So let's check the temperature real quick. Hold on, Janice. Janice, are you there? Janice?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
You took a little long to come to the phone, Janice. I don't know what to think about that. I wanted to ask you your opinion on the poem.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. That's how messed up I was.
Let me just cut this off. Yeah, I just wanted to know. You know, I know you took a little long to come to the phone. I don't know what that means, but could you tell me how this poem might have made you feel? Can you help me with that?
Listen, I'm trying to type messages so fast I was misspelling everything. Good Lord.
Oh, misspelling
really?
Words. Can't focus. Can't concentrate. Do you feel a little sweaty? That's we'll take that. Do you feel a little sweaty?
Listen, I can't even think right now, sir. That was fire. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's what we want. All right.
Thank
that's
you.
What we was looking for. We're gonna put you back in the queue. We're gonna put you back in the queue. You see, all the filthy miscreants is out tonight, just making people break concentration, drop stuff, knock shit over. I just did. That's what's happening. Nick Nasty, we're going to keep you in the queue when we swing back around, because we're going to go from you. I don't even know who this person is. I'm not trying to look, but it's 267. I think I know who it is, but we'll ask. Area code 267, who mass is speaking?
It's Lady Siren.
That is what I thought. You know, mm-hmm. I just think just the energy, the way the wavelength is working right now. Did you hear that poem by Nick?
I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just saying, you know, we got the wavelength going, so I'm hoping. Nick, don't you think she should continue the wavelength that we're on, the wetness, the slicking up the floors, the clean up on aisle 69, the cold press, you know, whereby, you know, you might have to go pet a rabbit. Somebody might have to go pet a rabbit.
Yeah,
with a magic wand.
Perfect.
So Nick, we're going to put him back in the queue because we don't know what you're going to do. But
okay.
Nick, just stick around. We'll put you in the queue. We're going to move on to Lady Siren, of course. Lady Siren, I'm just going to be on mic.
I feel like you did this on purpose.
I did not. This is the actual queue. This is the queue.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours. You know, get it wet. Slick these floors.
Okay. Wow. So I feel some type of way going behind such a that was hot. But, I already had something I wanted to do, and this is what I'm going to do. This is Lady Siren speaking, and this piece is called Waves. Energy like ocean currents rolling between us and breath comes in waves. Your kisses be like everlasting. I remain in a constant state of fasting when I'm too long removed from your presence. So please touch me before I starve on the verge of anorexia. If even another minute ticks by us, even still, I'll be smorgasbord for you. Dig me out to the bone until all evidence of me is gone. Clean me from your fingertips and from beneath your nails too. Don't forget, use that wide, thick tongue to make that
noise as you kiss remnants of me from between your teeth. I'm saying, I want you to take me 1,000 leagues deep. Tired of playing spectator, standing on the edge of your shore. When your tide rolls in, I intend for us to get carried away. And your kisses be like hallelujahs, especially the ones below the belt. You see inside me even the parts I've hidden from myself, licking into me more than sweet nothings you breathe. Life into me, and I ask you how you do that so easily. Your response, because you're a reflection of me. Your kisses be like wedding vows. I'm praying that you keep your words in my mouth. The only king to hold me like conversations swim so deep that even the ancestors are privy to what we're saying. Painting my walls in translucent hieroglyphs, trying to sink your shit, build it back and sink that thing again. Surpassing my G-spot, it's my soul spot you're anchored in. And this euphoria becomes intrinsic, almost enough to make me come again. Earthquakes shift deep, the crack open oceanic floors. Our gravitational synergy pulls down lunar stars. Your kisses be like moonbeams. So just when you think she's going to release tidal waves, she billows out tsunamis. And together as one, we return to the shore. Thank you.
Damn it, I was on mute again. I was on mute again. Hold on, let me, Lady Siren. Lady Siren.
Yes, yes, I am here.
I'm going to fight you for making my body do involuntary kegels. I don't know what was happening. Body was kegling, was squeezing, was doing some stuff. Matter of fact, hold on, wait a second, Nick, did you hear the did you feel the Kegels? I was feeling Kegels. It was just happening.
Yes,
it was just,
definitely. It was vibration.
It was doing that. Rita, did you feel the Kegel?
I'm feeling everything right now.
Oh, I'm just saying, it's different parts of my body.
King
right
Drip,
now.
If you are not responsible for babies and places that they were not intended to be, I am certainly not responsible for Kegels and trembles and vibrations and things of that nature.
Oh, okay. No, not that's not you. Just speaking all sultry and erotically and just making things.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what?
Making
people
question their status.
That part.
Reading sometimes questions need answers, and that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Listen, if I see another person walk by me and slide across the goddamn floor, I'm blaming you for this shit. We don't have insurance for that. We don't have insurance for this, for people sliding across the damn floor. We do not. So, That's what's happening. That's what's going on. Shout out to Queen Bee because she was supposed to come, but she's got some stuff going on. We're going to pray for her and make sure everything else is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, so Nick Nasty, a.k.a. Freak Nick, a.k.a. Galactus, Eater Worlds, and your girl, and Saver of your worlds, Lady Siren, have me out here like Myron, grabbing my ears and twitching all this other stuff. We're going to put you back in the queue. Because you,
thank you.
Two brilliantly filthy individuals that are making people feel all kinds of things. Because we got to let the accidental poet Rita and Heels get on and get off and get everybody off. You don't mind, do you?
I do not.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you in the queue. Nick, I'm going to put you in the queue. All right. Y'all play nice now. y'all play nice. Rita, I'm going to mute this song. Mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Wet. I'm thirsty for the way that only you can pour into me, water my garden, nourish my cherry blossom tree. Your long, thick hose feeds my flower down deep to the root. Take a taste of my gushy fruit. Make the sweet juices shoot. Get it all over and then come. Give me a taste. Come closer. Let me lick it off your pretty face. Surrendering, let the trapped moisture in the air fall free, thundering down and finally refreshing me. Overwhelming my shores, crashing on my walls like a tsunami, becoming the Congo goddess of rain. You can call me Bumsy. Sanguinely soaking your nutrients up through osmosis, hydration from your tantric tongue to my thirsty clitoris. Transcendence, triggering the epic floods of Genesis, the water rising with each kiss. Enraptured by the deluge, drowning in all of this, floating in equilibrium, finally in a state of homeostasis, the long anticipated end of a drought coming soon. The way a sudden desert storm makes the barren land bloom. Let your rain shower down, lightning crashing, boom, boom, boom. The final downpour, signaling my salvation and my doom. And that's that piece.
Accidental poet, you are no accident. Just the way you speak, the language. Yeah, so if you're having a good time, let me know that you're having a good time. Let me know that you're enjoying everything that you're having. Go to that event page. Make sure that you check out and tell people how you feel about this poetry. I'm feeling some kind of way right now, Rita. I just would like to let you know that so that you understand
you,
that
Sensei.
This has actually occurred. This is going on. I bow to your greatness. I bow to your greatness. While I'm a little bit dazed and confused here, I'm going to figure something out really, really quickly. And I did not figure it out, but that's okay. We're going to go past it. All right, because we're going to have to go on. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is Rita and Heels. And make sure, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Let me just cut this so it can be real clear. All right, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, this Saturday, the Honey Dripper Erotic Collective is having our own private Zoom show. The show, hold on, let me make sure that I got everything properly. The show is called The Black and Blue Light Special, The Kinktastical Sexploration. All right? Be prepared to dress appropriately in your favorite kink, of course. Make sure that you bring your favorite kinks, toys, tools, whatever, and share a short story or fantasy with us that are about that toy, tool, a kink. It is helmed by yours truly, but it is going to magnificently be co-hosted by Poppy Diablo. Poppy, if you're about that life, a.k.a. Zaddy, sometimes known as Daddy, make sure that you get your business straight. You must find a dripper to get a password. Passwords will not be released until Friday evening. Understand that the passwords come with a cost. Make sure that you talk to your dripper and make sure that you understand what you're supposed to do. That is going to happen. Make sure that you do it. If you're not a person of the drip, you must find somebody of the drip to find that out. While I have Rita on the line, Rita, are you going to be dressed appropriately on Saturday?
I mean, appropriate or inappropriately?
You know what? I'm not going to ask you that question. I'm going to skip over that. I'm going to go to area code 585 while we're sitting here because I'm pretty sure it's somebody we know. Area code 585, who master speaking?
Yes. Hello?
Hello. Yes, area code 585.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Who may ask you is calling?
This is Mix Jade.
Ah, yes. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Rita, this is the newest honey dripper, Mix Jade, that has joined us this evening. This is her maiden voyage, the popping of her cherry on this podcast. I'm going to open up all the drippers' phone lines so that we can all give you a round of applause for appearing for your maiden voyage right at this point. All the drippers, please give Mix Jade a round of applause for joining us. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward
all right.
To this.
Sorry. All right. Yeah. We had to make sure we open everybody's mics. Okay. So what we're going to do is I ask all the drippers to mute your mics while we give Mix Jade her first cherry popping performance here on the Honey Dripper 2.0 number 4 wet. All right, so please mute your mics. Mix Jade, the mic is yours.
Okay. This one is called Creating Love in Life. Your words, like a thousand fingers, sliding, touching, gripping, penetrating me, mentally seducing, physically pleasing, strategically searching, finding spots, knots, tangles within, kneading and molding me to your satisfaction. Our instant connection, like kindred spirits, entangled in our immediate attraction. Trestles of hair fall into your face. I brush them away. Your lips find me, following trails heated by your sensuous vocabulary, taking me, embracing me, my breath quickening, ode to your warmth, mouth, hands, palms, all holding me, restraining me, and training me. Can you take it? Will I make it? Chance insanity, pushing me to the edge as you descend, flicking, licking, covering, and hovering over mountains and valleys. That tickles. And it tingles. Wait. Pause. Linger. Daddy Mingle. Just a taste, not a single drop to be wasted. For I am vital. You've earned it. Now maintain your title. You're the best. What you have stirred will earn my mounting. Well-deserved straddle wrapping my passionate orbit around your sun, facing your earth in perfect alignment. An amazingly climactic explosion, our intention. My rays like a pulsating ember reaching for your mountain peak, creating waterfalls. On my, oh my, how I ache to taste your hot spring, lowering slowly, grazing on your body, heated breaths, wide tongue, carving roads of pleasure to your oasis. I've waited for this, sipping, slurping, drinking of you, moment to moment, hour to hour, explosions wearing you down like an erosion. You succumb to me, grabbing my locks, begging me not to cease this amazing feat. Your orgasms come rolling through your body like thunder, smacking my mounds, letting me know you can't take it anymore. You rise, burying your face between my thighs, one leg to the sky, revealing the flower of my valley. I love when you ravish me from the side. I look upon you watching like a hawk pleased with her prey. I am reflected in your eyes, creating life and love. Poem.
Honey Drippers, please give Nick Shade a round of applause for the first time performing here.
Woo! Yes.
Yeah. Podcast.
Nick Shade.
Yeah. Fire.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was. Mm,
that was filthy. Brilliant.
That was indeed. Yes, indeed.
Brilliant. Some hands and some cheeks for you, dear.
Sailing away.
Thank you.
This will be the perfect time for that cold press commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Get your cold press.
Lord.
Where's Alondra with that? Where is Alondra when I need them? Where's Alondra when I need them? I need that cold press commercial right now. All right. Well, Mixed Shade. All right. So,
yes.
Thank you, Honey Drippers. I'm going to begin to close your mics off. Because number one, we never want to have to prepare people, because it is 10:54. If you are listening within the time that we are talking, understand that. 11 o'clock, we stop streaming, so this is the time that you call in. The number is 319-527-6300. If you're already here and you're a Honey Dripper, please make sure that you press 1 so I can see you. It is a very long list for me to go through. Shout out to J. Rob for rocking the event page for us in between time. Meantime, in between time, while we're rocking and making sure all of these things actually occur. We'd like to thank Mix Jade for her maiden voyage. Make sure that if you're here, make sure that you are calling in. We will stop streaming at approximately 11 p.m. Make sure that you call in. That number is 319-527-6300. And Mix Jade, thank you for coming. Welcome to the fam. Welcome to the hive. We're going to keep you around. It's going to be nice. We'll put you in the queue, and we're going to move on from, you know, you. Kai, just know that you're on deck after this. We're going to go to one half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, and a third of the Soul Cafe. One of my best people, one of my best friends, people I mess with, spiritual person, dope all around, La Pearl, La Negra. Are you there?
Oh, thank you. I'm here. Thank you.
Yo, right.
can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm scared to read mine after all this hotness. I'm scared to read mine.
Don't be scared. Hop in. Shout out to Poppy. I see you. I ain't see you press 1 yet, Poppy. But it's good. Suave, I see you. make sure that you hit that that thing. Make sure you do it. Alondra, where you at? I don't see you just yet, but I know you're around, so we're stopping streaming at that. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I am going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, y'all, this is Untitled, and this was last minute, so be patient with me. All right. As he slowly placed kisses between my thighs, he asked me, if I locked my arms around your legs, drank your nectar, and my tongue wouldn't stop, what more could you do than shake and moan and pant, call my name? Licking and sucking my clit. Oh, my God, I've never been so wet. He's enjoying me so much, I wanted a taste, too. I said, Daddy, Daddy. And without stopping, he swallowed and said, mm-mm. Fuck, I was coming. But he just wouldn't stop. Even after I gushed and squirted, he would not release my legs. I moaned and cried ecstasy in the air. And he looked up and said, beg me for a taste. I said, Daddy, may I please, please, please have a taste too. My legs and slid up to kiss me. But he entered me, and I called out his name as he fucked me and stared at me, telling me to look at him. Oh, God, I can't get enough of him. I'm coming again. I'm squirting all of his balls, feeling that warm rush of liquid made him moan and slow and deepen his stroke. I was ready to ride, but he loves control, so he keeps me pinned. That noise, that dick, that taste of that kiss. Oh, masterpiece.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mm. All righty. Yeah. Okay. We have 12 seconds left. 10 seconds left. If you're within the sound of my voice and you have not called in, we will be moving to the after hours. And if you hear my voice, that means you have actually made it to the after hours side of Lonnie Jippers portion part. I can't even think right now. What the fuck?
Just
I need
breathe,
Hattie.
Just breathe.
I'm trying. Okay. I'm putting forth the effort. I'm trying to make the effort. I'm trying to get it there. I'm trying to maintain as much normalcy as possible. Y'all are making it hard.
Just breathe, Mo.
I gotta have like this. Yeah, I gotta have some roller skates. The floors is all slicked up. Mm-hmm. We got wet floors. Clean up on aisle 69. We got all kinds of stuff that's going on here. It's just happening. People are breathing into the mic a certain way. Fucking with my wavelength. You know. All kinds of stuff, you know. There's veiled threats. There's people just breathing all kinds of ungodly ways that are just making me fall.
Mm-hmm.
I just got literally like just this porn running around my head, and you just talking the shit that you're talking. And then there's, hey, my captain Poppy, how are you? What's happening? What's going on? What's going on?
I'm okay. I'm not gonna help though. Like that. That's not. Yeah.
I didn't think that you were going to help. I just felt that you're just going to contribute to this madness. I already know that you will because that's
probably,
just
yeah.
Who you are, what you're going to do. That's what's going to happen. That's it. That's what y'all going to do. But all right, I just see how y'all moving around in this piece. Just making people feel some kind of way. All right, LaPerla Nick, I'm going to put you back into the queue. I'm going to hop over here and mute my mic while
mm-hmm.
Poppy does what they do because, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm muting my mic now, LaPerla Nigga. I'm putting you in the queue. You're in the queue. I'm muting my mic. Yeah, do what you like. What these mics? Do what? Yeah, that. Okay.
Okay. So if there is anyone within the sound of my voice who is not familiar with me, allow me to introduce myself. I am Diablo. Poppy, if you about that life, my pronouns are she, them, they, them. Repping the non-binary trans masculine community in every space I step in, including this mic. So I'm digging into the archives for this one since the prompt was wet. And yeah, I hope y'all enjoy. It's called Rise and Grind. I'd love to help you release pressure, that throbbing, all inside me. I want to sit in your lap, grinding on your bulge. How does my ass feel against you? Is it warm? Maybe soft? Does it jiggle? Do you want me to twerk it? I love that feeling, you entering me, opening me, the jolt through my root, that lovely tug. Do you like when I squeeze against your shaft, closing in on your length, ever tightening and loosening, then tightening again? I want much more than to make you come, want you to get lost in my depths and find yourself in my moans, the way we twist around each other, the way I breathe into your neck when I'm gushing down your legs. I want that hardness I've been dreaming of, slapped against my micro and slipped into my macro, need to ride you like a bus. I caught 15 minutes late. Keep revving my engine and unloading your passengers into my cabin. Them slowly sliding down my ramp. I want you so deep inside my chasm that my hiccups taste like your orgasms. Pull on my mohawk. Tell me how much you love my neck with your hand over it and you sliding in it. Pinch my buttons until inhales are shrieks and exhales are gibberish. Soggy, sloppy, nasty, filthy, wet, and throbbing. I want to keep coming until your name is the last whisper across. I want you squirting, he says. Yes, love. Every last drip. Poem.
All right. You know what? All y'all this evening. Every single one of y'all. With this, find yourself in my nigga. Nigga. Find yourself in my moans. I know it ain't just me. I know it's not just me. Hold on. I know it's not just me. I just know. Wait a second. Let me just get in. Just real quick. Just because I gotta get. I gotta go to a chorus of people right now. All right, so did you hear the poem? Like so everybody who's mic open? Did you hear the poem?
Oh, I heard it.
Right. Yes. Listen.
I'm trying to get my mind right and everything else right.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah, I'm pressing the issue right now. Yeah, go ahead.
He said, do you want me to twerk a little bit?
Right. Go ahead, twerk.
Go ahead.
Fantastic.
Copy, you see what you're doing, man? You see what you're doing? You see what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, you want me to
twerk it
look
a little bit
there. So we out here twerking. Imani Elaine, can you explain this to me? Can you explain to me? Can you help me to understand? Right, because I felt some kind of way when you went. I was feeling some kind of way. I felt some kind of way. I was, and now what?
Scope them. They do it every time.
Fuck. Just what I'm
that's
saying.
That's what
you just
I'm,
say
I'm
fuck.
Just saying,
stop.
Fuck.
It's okay, Mo. Just let it happen.
Just surrender. All right. So this is what's gonna happen. All right. So Kai is the last person. Oh, this is J. Rob. The Y Son would like to go. Or for real, either one of them can hit one to let me know if you're going to go or if you're going to do things. Because J-Rob has been rocking the event page. Thank you to T. LaShaw. Suave, I see you. If you want to perform, please let me know. I see a few other people's numbers on here. I'm not even trying to look. I'm a little confused right now, dazed and confused. All my senses have been activated. I'm on some cold press right now. It's about to go. So here's what we're going to do, all right? Kai, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, King Kai, right? This is what we're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm giving everybody the instructions. I'm going to tell you to mute your mics, all right? I'm going to tell you to personally mute your mics, all right? Because we want no sound between this, right? All right? Because we're going to do a speed round, all right, of poems. I'm going to go through right now. Hold on, let me just make sure I get everything all together. I don't even want to do my poem right now. I just don't. It's not done anymore.
No, you're doing your poem.
It's not done. It's not done. It's got to be done. I couldn't focus.
It's going
to
get done on this show.
It's not. I'm just trying to tell you. This is not ready. This is not ready. If it was ready, I'd be like, yo, it's ready. Let's
Mm-mm.
go. But this is what we're going to do. Hold on. This is what we're going to do.
Mm-mm.
All right. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go back through my ask. We're going to do a speed round. I'm asking everybody not to do long poems. Do really, really short poems if you can. I'll call your name out. We're going to start from the top. You tell me yay or nay if you want to participate in the speed round. Angel, you first. Would you like to participate in the speed round? Angel? Okay. I'll take that as a no. All right, Joe. All right, do you want to participate in the speed round?
Yes, sir.
All right, Joe. No poems over 3 minutes, Joe. No poems over three minutes.
I guarantee you, Joe.
Look, I got my stopwatch right here. Hold it. Hey, Siri.
I got you, bro.
Give me a stopwatch. thank you.
Oh my God!
I'm just saying. I got my stopwatch going. Three minutes, Joe. Poetic, you. Poetic, you.
I'll do another piece.
All right, Rain, you.
You know I'm going.
All right, Imani Elaine.
Absolutely.
Yay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Imani Elaine. All right. Lisa Lips.
You better believe it.
Nick Nasty.
Do you really have to ask?
I didn't really have to ask. But it's a formality. Zanis.
Yes.
Okay. Lady Siren.
Yes, sir.
Accidental Poet, Rita in Heels.
Yes, baby.
All right. La Pearl La Negra.
Yeah, I'm too. Yeah, I got an oldie.
All right. Poppy.
Yep.
All right. Mix Jade. Oh, you're right. Your mic is not open.
I'm locked and loaded.
All right. Locked and loaded. Now, remember, the key to this is to make sure that you're not going over 3 minutes because you have to let everybody get some. Leading us off is King Kai. Make sure that you mute your mics and that you do not talk. All right? And I will call your name out and you will go. All right? So, King Kai, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna throw the whatchacallit underneath. Wait a second. Can I put that underneath? Let's see if we can put that underneath. Let's see if we can work that out. So there's not anything else going on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm just making one adjustment. Yeah, there we go. All right. You ready? I'm gonna throw this honey instrumental underneath to guide everybody through. Everybody float on the beat, and we're going to rock out. And this is Epiphany Radio Presents, the Honey Drippers 2.0, number 4, Wet, Batted brilliantly by the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Collective, and here on the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And away we go. Kai, the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Dear Taylor, here's a little quickie I had in mind. We go verse for verse, pulling on each other's strings. I'll be your puppeteer, but you can call me daddy. Do you like when I pull on this rope, hoisting you in the air, controlling your movements, locked in place, my hand on your face as I insert my sword slowly? Will it make you scream, dropping my sub in the back of your throat? I'm hoping to get my way. When daddies give you more than a butterfinger, it's king size, thicker than a snicker. You probably want to know the ring size. You know I'm an east side boy, so wait till I dick you down from the side. Time will be let down on my command for being a good girl. But you still getting spanked on that ass for being so bad. Having been lustful in ways, your images become lucid crack as my hand holds your throat. My tongue licks you up, holding your taste for daddy delivered the snap. And I need a meal. My tongue splashing into your whirlpool, for there are more water signs than warning signs. So let me tell it to your deep, swimming in your deep, sticking in my dick just for 3 times just so you could bust for free. So you could write a piece for me, but if you want my number, just ask. For I've heard Tauruses can break free the chains that keep a cancer in place. So out this barrel, your spine is where my fingers will play. I used to be Nightcrawler, but as I enter, my length changes. So call this sexual evolution Darwin. Touching your skin like a feather, melting you until your stars fly. That's what highlights my day, the pleasure of giving you all that you pleasure. Through mischievous white collar crimes, my tongue committing genocide on your creamy body, my dick will give you a deep tissue massage all the way to your brain, so you can release the stress your man brings. Starting by pulling aside your strings into digging you out to mold your clay into a bust that lasts eternities. For your cream pie will be the glue that holds everything together. You won't break when I slam my hand against your peach. This might sound soft, but I want to meet you in ways more than sex. My eyes putting your body under my spell, all into my dick, name, and poetry make your lips drip. I'll grab you close and have my tongue become your favorite mop. As I clean up your aisles as we 69. Damn, you smell of flowers. I should have you wondering if I'll have to pull the plug here and leave the rest to imagination. Sincerely, your next man.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer.
Thank you. This is not some loathsome stroll into bleak existence. No hide of my teardrops as I blend into nature. Merely a walk from home, from a woman's abode. I brag so much about my skills as a good cook. She called me on it. I prepared her meal. So exquisite. Fresh out of the ground, totally picked vegetables from the fisherman's wharf, clams and mussels, sea scallops and large shrimp, fresh-made garlic butter sauce, fresh homemade French bread. I did make the dough last night, though. Two bottles of wine as the bloom flames surrounded cast iron extremities. Copper-clad bottoms transformed water into the most rich Alfredo sauce. Stainless steel colanders strained the strands of my to-the-tooth linguine. A concert of intricate timing and delivery. Crystal stems ring in the meal. Dinner was served. Eye-to-eye conversation, closed mouths chewed, nodding heads of approval, even I had to agree. Barely a word, just wine held high and smiles as the last morsel was put away. I could not but think, God, she has beautiful eyes. Peace.
Poetic.
I'm the element of sensual, the passion for your visual, working through the color of your hues while I embody the grace of your views, holding on to the passion from the legs shaken, the art of the waterfall release, praying the drip will never cease, because this momentous occasion deserves an ultimate feast in my mansion as my liaison. Part the gateway to heaven and its Amazon, who would deliver the delight of my package. Upon unsealing it from its captive holding, and this image of sheer delight yields a weapon I can't wait to fight. One that wets and moistens with just a touch. It's just a feeling I love so much. Just as the juices flow from you, I'll hold on to that which is true. Your quivers remind me of how good your wetness delivers. The drenching of your torrential downpour. As you cream and ooze, I just want more. My appetite is greedy. My desire is needy. The level of control I want from deep within as I penetrate you again, thrusts in and out. As you drip on my mic, no doubt, you have turned me into something. Something some never have, and anything is waiting for your soothing release. Your rainforest will give new life, and please me, baby, please me. But first I need to take your soul. Force my will and take control. Who am I? I'm certainly not the brother to the night. I am that thing that makes you touch yourself. And your pulsating gold of wealth, allow me to introduce myself while you spasm. My name is Orgasm. In peace.
Ray.
I refuse to fall in love with a poet because I know exactly what he's capable of with this craft that he's continually perfecting, the elaborate imagination he's equipped with. He stays locked and loaded with cerebral mechanisms I mentally and physically cannot defend against. See, I be a sapiosexual and unapologetic word whore, so as soon as he starts fucking my mind with his mouth full of metaphors, he stays violating my psyche with hyperbolistic delivery. Even the way he plays with words and the cadence of his diction, it sentences me to life in his poetic, sadomasochistic prison. I intently listen to the way alliteration rolls off his tongue like he's snatching the sanctity of my soul with it, evoking daydreams of how he rolls with it, rolls it slow and deliberate around my clit. I can't take it. He does that shit on purpose, with a purpose, purposely provoking me. See, he's got an appetite for keeping me on the edge, devouring my anticipation. He enjoys every sadistic moment of it. My mind be screaming at him, slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere. Just let it marinate for a minute before you start plowing through my inhibitions with promises that you just might keep. If distance wasn't the only thing keeping us from making it a reality, and this is exactly why I was saying. I digress. See, he's not the blues in my left eye. He's become the blues between my thighs because there is exactly 2,086 miles to separate his mouth from these fat honey drip lips of mine. just a 5-hour nonstop flight so he can lay over and lay under these thick curves ready to deliver the funk just right. Writing poems along the length and curve of his shaft, forcing a gasp with each mushroomed tip kiss of my cervix. He be thick with it. He be deliberate. Firm palms grip the width of these hips, exploring the depths of me as he got my pink eye open. I was blind, but now I see. See, if I fell in love with this poet, I can't. Shit, who am I kidding? I might could just be open to it. Best poem.
Imani Elaine.
Last night, I made love to a poet. Had my back broken by a silver-tongued devil, and no, the snap of euphemism, my body was jerked up into the ether by their pen. Their pen, a rainbow stick of exposition, laid me open like a book and wrote my pleasure across my lips in scripture. My body convulsed to the beat of every pen stroke. The words, they shot up through my center and out of my mouth in garbled tongues, loud enough to raise the dead last night. I made love to a poet. A Beelzebub of broadside and baroque, my eyes crossed as they scribbled their signature in my throat. My lips swelled as the ink welled up from their fountain, and I consumed it like communion as a testimony to the blessings they invested within me last night. I made love to a poet, a Lucifer of limericks and lyricism, and remember, it's not a euphemism. My nails sharpened to points and wrote my passion across their back in calligraphy. My juices dripped from my body like the similes poured from their pen, and I offered them up as sacrifices, a welcome penance for supplying me with their holiest word last night. I made love to a poet, and I hope that I get to do it again. Sometime.
Lisa Lips.
Describe the perfect kiss. Come in softly, pecks and nibbles. Coax me to want more. Touch my hair and my face and pull back and look me in my eyes then. Come in with your eyes wide open and watch the passion as it stirs between us. Let me reach for you. Caress your face in my hands. Kiss each of your lips before you finally claim my whole mouth. Let our tongues dance together, but always hold just a tiny bit back so that I want it all the more. Then look me deep in the eye and come in fully, gently probing into me, watching my cues. Give me full penetration kisses till my knees go weak, then pull me close and hold me tight till the trembling stops. And that's that piece.
Nick, motherfucking nasty.
When I drop off this package, make sure you sign for it. Just know your sorority sisters want the wood too, so you'll have to get in line for it. We can recreate your probate, but if you won't wait, you'll have to prove you're the one I want to choose. There's a reason why Nick rhymes with dick, because one of the best sounds I found is hearing both leave your lips. Both need a kiss as soon as you greet me. Kneel before your king, grab my belt and set my meat free. Drop it on your forehead like the thumb of Rafiki. I'm freaky and I take pride in the way I rock this. No Dwayne Johnson, but I'm the people's champ. Your favorite pair of panties, I'ma keep it damp or keep it moist. It's your choice. Not only will you be losing your clothes tonight, but you'll also be losing your voice. I want you to scream my name until the devil hits his ceiling with a broom. Dick so big, I'm simultaneously tapping on the floor and ceiling of your womb. I'm 31. and I'm ready to give you one round for every year I have left before I hit 40. Got one eye closed as I stroke. I'm unleashing this Nick Fury. Feel free to look in the mirror on the ceiling and marvel at this entertainment. As I slide this rock hard thing in and out, I realize someone must have told your pussy it's slobbering time. It's got to be time to stretch that pussy out like elastic more. And yes, you will get stretched out. That's why. That's exactly why they call me Mr. Fantastic Four. You can put a team together later to avenge your pussy after I kill her. Put my white cream all inside her. This that thriller in vanilla. And just remember, when you tell people about what went down tonight, make sure you tell it right. I don't eat pussy. I consume souls. And not just yours, I mean the ancestral ones. Meaning I'll suck your sweet pussy meat with so much heat, I'll make your ancestors come. I promise you this stellar head is certain. I'll have your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother up in heaven squirting. That's why it always rains when I perform. And my former sexual partner's going insane is just the norm after I leave, because they can't believe that I'm taking the dick with me. Letting them keep the Netflix login is never enough. I know that it's tough, but just be careful fucking with me. If this poem don't warn you, because sex with me can be bomb as fuck until it blows up on you. Poem.
Essentially, Zanis.
If you could just take that last verse and wrap it in black silk, extend and display its length, and guide my hands so that I can grasp how your words curve, I'd be more than grateful. Shifting, sensing a shift in the roles that we play, asking if I may now taste what you say. In peace.
Lady Siren.
You're fucking beautiful. I know that word isn't often associated with men, but I'm simply describing what I see. The delectable hues of you have me intrigued. I get a little warm and can feel my heart rate increase at the thought of taking you into my mouth. I just know that'd be a treat. My lips to smother you in kisses to show you I'm sincerely appreciative. I think of parting my lips and suckling you like sweet, hard candy. A little tingle zips through me at the thought of you drizzling, honey. You just appear, dare I say, so big and strong. And the longer I stare, my center quivers a little at the thought of rolling in the essence of your sticky. As your hairiness, I know that handsome grin spreads wide across your face, and I would never call you vain. But you probably think this poem is about you. I would never purposely disappoint, but I might need to spell it out, F-O-R-U. You, titillating and nasty, keeps enticing ridiculous imagery for me to please myself too. And if the dick and ridiculous hasn't given it away, then I'll plainly say, I'm speaking to your not so little friend. And now that you know what I mean, it's the kind of peace that makes you want to lick phone screen. See that there? Even its pick is delicious.
Rita.
Row, row, row your tongue gently in my dream. You make life like a merry little wet dream. Make me flow like a tropical jet stream. Got us using baby wipes by the ream. Gooey, sticky, licking faster than the dripping ice cream. Fingers and tongue,
unstoppable double team, bathing you in my hot showers, making mirrors steam, shooting out like the majestic moonbeams, creating not safe for work hentai oral sex memes. Our whispered secrets become demon screams, adrenaline rushing through my bloodstream, making me slick up the floors, the walls, and everything in between. Squirting in your eyes, it can't be unseen. Memories so dirty, you'll never feel clean. Birthday parties with a BDSM theme. You can always play 69 on my team. Just remember, I was a fan of that mouth before it became mainstream.
La Pearl, La Negra.
Liquid Kisses. He is kissing the liquid kisses, falling and covering my skin, drenched and oh so eager. He presses his natural nature against me. A soft wind chills my body, hardening my nipples as they point erect through my dress. So he bites and nibbles on them. He pulls my dress down slightly, exposing my breast, tracing the tattoo of the rose with his tongue, licking around my areolas, sucking it in, filling his mouth completely, sliding a hand down, parting my lips to finger me as he drops to his knees to kiss my liquid kisses, darting his tongue on my clit and plunging it in to dip and sip in my pond of love. I climax as he drops, rises to meet my, I climax and drop as he rises to meet his rising. I'm kissing the liquid kisses all over his fat, juicy tool, slurping and swirling my tongue around the tip of his fat, juicy, ooh, back to the throat, back to my throat. He pushes in and out. Come on, Daddy. Fuck my mouth. Daddy, let it all out. He explodes. But no, I won't stop. I want and love each and every last bit of his liquid kissed drop. That's that piece.
Poppy Diablo.
Your lips were stained with purple sores, wreck shaped like sex wanted you to strawberry my bananas and switch up the flavors until your mango turn peach, stirring your sugar around, diving into your rainbow punch. I'm trying to sharkleberry your fin or make blue your raspberry. Cool, not warm, but ice cool from the ice cubes in my mouth. Sucking near your shaking starfish, surfing on the berry punch of your strawberry falls. I'm not afraid of that scary black cherry, nor the way it greedily swallows my great blue dini. Your pink flamingo makes me go astral, solar even, like strawberries clashing with star fruit about to blast off, and you shine away from this stick. It's not as scary as the blackberry full of beauties with island twists, sweet kiwis and limes, so sublime it makes the sunshine punch, but I'd rather be with you right now. Come through sipping that Jamaica agua fresca, slip on my piña before you bring me that green apple. That apple, though, tasting like candy, moving real slow against me, rattle my grapes, shaking the pitcher, slamming your strawberry to you kiwi, or better yet, come through a strawberry split on this shit. I'm about to, oh yeah, all over your orange or those watery melons, this beautiful pink lemonade made this such a refreshing experience. Incrediberry. Simply Incrediberry.
Mixed Jade.
Tasting regurgitative thoughts processed by a lyricist in her own right. Consumed by words, legs open, streaming across black and white. Crown me so I may conjure your every move. May I have your vow. Simply mouth your actions. Kiss lips bound by a wet seat laced. My pleasure in your obedient nature. How methodological. Knowing what I say. That will earn you a soft touch, a lashing. How well you know your power. My lead, your leash, the art in this we share. Ring bell and scene. Boom.
Okay. Area code 513. Area code 513.
Blessings, it's Mr. Romeo Gennady. I just want to say fantastic show to all the wet drippers out there. I just want to give my props. That's all. Peace and blessing.
You don't have a piece you'd like to share?
Nah, I was just in show.
Well, this is appropriate time. If you'd like to share, you can.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I sure I'm quick. I ask that you let me hear that. So protect your mind through your heart and enter through your soul with my thoughts. Pink sponge filled with wetness. I want to let you dry. Evanescent. I watch your eyes glow. My intent to travel below to the area around your nipple that I'll trace with my breast. You'll start to create a moist mess. I'll endure all you have to give and take what's left. I'm so in tune with you. I can smell the scent of the tattoo rose centered on your chest. Got you smiling like, boy, you crazy. Well, call me the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. Because I'd be magically insane if I wasn't working on you after my last name. First title. Forgive me, Lord, if it seems I worship my wife as an idol. My love is no baton. I deny to the idol. I subscribe to her. She's my Beyonce. And my title, my music notes, my herbal smoke, not just my light. In the time of darkness, she's my calm voice and my boat, keeping me afloat, my life jacket. Whenever you offer me a food of life, I don't attack it. I capture it. And that's more valuable. And I'm after it. As you call me daddy, to a bastard. My love, my first, my last, ain't no one after. So I shower you with kisses. I become a mister who misses his mistress. She's my everything. My friend, my loyalty on certain days. She even act as my mistress. That's equivalent to opening up a room full of presents, getting everything thing on your wish list. And all of you celebrate Christmas. That's my thought.
Mr. Romeo Donati make an appearance here on the Honey Dripper 2.0. Number four, Wet. We've been blessed today. And for the record, I did finish the poem while I was writing, so I guess I have to read it because that's part of the job. Don't forget, this Saturday, we are having the private Honey Dripper show, the Black and Blue edition of the Kinktastical Sexploration. Ask a drip for the password. There is a charge. Make sure that you understand that there is a charge. If you haven't been to our Zoom show, it's Vegas rules. Nobody knows. You just got to figure out how this thing goes. All right. And then Sunday on Clubhouse, we are having the Quiet Storm. Be prepared. It's going to be a nice little way to get wet. Much like this. All right. Let me see. I was looking for something. Let's see if I can find it. I don't know if I can find it. Hold on. Matter of fact, and let me do this since we only have a few minutes. Everybody has their mics open already. All right, so we're good, we're good, we're good. All right, so let me just find this quick thing. You know what? I don't even care. I think I'm going to go with this. No, this one. Okay. Hold on. Just a little bit more. Hold on. I fall back within a dream. When I remember the first time my eyes rolled back into my head. The second that I felt the cotton of my duvet grip between my fingers, how speaking failed me, pleasure smacking the words out of my mind's eye. The raising of my hips to meet your mouth, your orifice winning awards is the way that you were swallowing my sword. Lord, have mercy, the way that the curse be twisting my body at the submission of your tongue. You were so young, yet to master the liquid, languid lucidity, and here you were sucking the life from me, feeling the head of me slide between your lips, how suction and moisture made this moment pure. And the whole thing is that you were so sure of it, knowing that you would make me seize, using your mouth to please. Pleasure, your tour, I implore so more that I had the thought that I had the lower parts of you. Your upper lips mimicking your lower lips, sending me on a trip. And I forget how you got so inside of me. I was filled to the brim, about to spill messily, and you continued to make me feel this bedroom with my groans. You were taking my soul out on loan, the way these seeds are about to be sown. I worry if they'll dribble out. Watch as you swallow me whole. You're enjoying this from the way that you moan. I can feel me opening and still constricting with your lips covering my dick, and I'm no longer sure that my soul is there anymore. Your throat meets my pelvic thrust, and it's in this moment I bust, and you keep me all the way in as I feel your mouth and throat, my sin abusing your throat. I am away from my body, and I didn't care if you choked. It almost seemed like I provoked you or invoked you through a pentagram as if you were a demon, steaming hot future, redly consumed while I suffer the doom of all that's within. Me comes out. You smile, and when I tell you that you're nasty, you say, no doubt. Poem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open everybody's mics up. Let's open these mics up. If I hadn't moved your mic before, I'll mute yourself.
Yo, Bobby, that was fly.
That was hot.
Yes, it
that was.
Was
dope.
That was good.
Yeah.
So, you know, let me cut this down a little bit more. Well, we'd like to thank everybody who came out to the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Series featuring the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Collective, as well as people here on the For Real Entertainment Network. Shout out to everyone who came out, from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, Poetic, Rain, Amani Elaine, Lisa Lips, Nick Nasty, Essentially Zanice, Lady Siren, King Kai, La Perla Negra,
Poppy Diablo, Mix J, J-Rob, the Wise Son, who did not spit but rocked everything else, and Mr. Romeo Donati making a special appearance. We'll take that. And Suave, are you here? Let me see. Suave here. Wait, let me see who that is. Eric Cole 309, who's that? Hello? I'm trying to figure out who that is. Anyway.
Hey.
Hey, that is Suave. That's what I thought.
It is Suave.
That's Suave.
That voice right there.
What's happening?
I know that voice.
Suave. Suave. What's up, King? What's going on?
What's popping, fam? I literally just got home. So, yeah.
Now, I figured you was at work. That's why you wasn't in.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So, did y'all enjoy yourselves this evening? Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
And so all y'all say, I feel compromised.
Always.
Yes, yes. There was a lot. I was compromised early. And then people was just not helping the situation. People mm-hmm. just going back and forth on stuff. And then
you're
you
welcome.
Know, we had to drop the neutron bomb because Romeo Donati came in the end and starts dropping bombs. Come on now, what's going mm-hmm. on here? Y'all just gonna make people listen to this podcast and just feel all kinds of ways. They're gonna use this podcast for verbal Viagra. This is not gonna be cool.
You wanted it like that. It's your creation.
You asked for it. You asked. Asking you receive, right?
Yeah, we're just the tools. That's all.
Next shade for your first time. Lord, have mercy, queen.
Right.
That's all I was saying. Next shade, yes.
Yes, listen.
My God.
Jade got Joe's attention.
Yeah. I just know. Y'all was slicking up the floors. Y'all was in here slicking up the floor of something fierce. But I'm glad. So let me ask a question. So Romeo, you enjoyed the show, right? It was good?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I enjoyed the show. You had a wonderful cast. They did their thing. I had to send out a couple texts like, this dude just went in. I mean, you had a fantastic lineup.
Thank you.
But yeah, I really was just calling to give props. I really wasn't trying to spit. But, you know, you always want to put people on the spot. But,
yeah, that's my job, though. Why should I deny them the pleasure of your voice and your poetry? Why should I do that? Why would anybody do that?
Romeo
Donati. Ladies, did you not enjoy that?
Bro.
Ladies, did you enjoy Romeo Donati? Did you not enjoy
it? I don't perform anymore. It's not here. I'm just here to enjoy.
But we appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right, so listen.
And then the ladies was going in.
Man, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Absolutely.
I got to talk to you. Yeah.
No. Listen. Number one, I don't know where all these secret projects and people getting together and doing things and moaning and shit and doing all kinds of things and talking about things being done to them. I'm just like, man. They be like, do you watch porn? I'd be like, no, I listen to it.
No, right. To right. It. Absolutely.
You sure do.
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
I wish I could have a thing where people ask me where I'm wearing my sweatshirt and I walk through a supermarket and people are like, what does that mean? And I just press the button, they can see, they can hear everything I'm talking about. And they'd be like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it. Where can I find this? You know, where can I find that? Let me stop. I'm just kidding. Anyway, no.
That's what they
anyway,
ask me.
Where can I get that?
Yeah, I do a shout out. You said what?
May I do a shout out?
Yeah, do a shout out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to say, Poppy, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, indeed.
Mm.
Who's shouting me
out? I didn't even know. I didn't even have panties on to get wet, but they were soaked.
They are soaked. Hey, the invisible.
Yeah.
I love y'all. I fucking love y'all.
Yeah. I'm just saying. There's some stuff.
Was that rain?
Some things going on. Wait a second. You know what? That's crazy. No, that was a ring. Hold on. Wait, who's area code 404? Let me find out. Who's this in area code 404? Who is that? Who's area code 404? Who is this?
Evan.
Oh, Evan.
Yo, Evan, you never hit one. God damn you, Evan. Why you say nothing, man? You just sitting in the back doing the ninja bear shit. Stop doing the ninja bear shit,
right.
Yo. You better press fucking one. Missing out. You got to get these reps in, rookie. Goddamn rookie.
Not the reps.
You got to get the reps in.
They told him you got to get the reps.
Rookie.
How you a freshman honey dripper and you ain't press one? How that work? Don't laugh, Kai. Don't laugh. I'm on your ass. You're supposed to press one. You got to get as many reps as possible. I'm on your ass. That's it.
I feel like this is going to carry over to Clubhouse, I have a feeling.
Oh, it's definitely going to carry over to Clubhouse. Oh, it's going to come. I'm in your ass. Listen, you can't be doing the... I'm sitting here like, I'm like, what's so familiar about this number? Let me click it. And you sit here, listen. Listen, you know what, Evan? You're going to suffer fate worse than death. I'm going to feat you on the next Honey Dripper joint. You're going to have to tell an erotic story. You're going to have to tell a story.
He put you in a hot seat.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Evan, I told him, I was like, listen, I'm not going to let up on you. I said, you're going to take that super wicked pen and you're going to put it on people. Because he'd be writing crazy shit. I'm like, the fuck?
He does.
Like, you know, when he writes something, you'd be like, I look at the paper, I look at him, look at the paper, look at him. And he'd be like, oh, you know. And then he'd be doing Team Rocket shit with Kai. Kai be, you know what, Kai? Kai, you're a hoe. I just want to let you know you're a hoe.
Crazy.
Of course.
You've been banging pieces out with everybody. You've been banging these verses, man.
I thought Nick was banging.
I swore Nick was banging verses until I met you. You've been banging these verses out, bro.
That's funny.
You know, every time I turn around, you got an answer. You got team things. You got all the stuff. See, and then he dipped too. He's like, I'm out. I'm going. He's like, nah, King Drip. Anyway, listen.
Y'all killed it tonight. And King Drip, thanks for sitting on your own show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I try not to do that, but I needed all this energy. I needed every single bit of it. I know I got front on y'all.
Aww.
I just need it. I need to be in this. I need all the energy I can get. So as far as I'm concerned, thank you.
Friend.
Don't thank me. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. Y'all made it possible for me to maintain my mindset. So it's all good stuff. But anyway, it's 11:55. Van Meadows, can you do the rundown, please, Van Meadows?
It would be my pleasure. Join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday nights, the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Guest hosting with us is none other than Rain herself. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be with me, Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. Sunday nights, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, La Pearl, La Negra, and Essentially Janice. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday, y'all, for whatever show Mojave got. We just show up.
Right?
But like, you, Mom, you a hoe with these shows, Mojave. I just know you should be doing a lot of shows.
He got Tony Stark standing in the background like, man, who is this guy?
Yo, that was pretty fly.
Right. Y'all killing me. Y'all are killing me.
Wow.
Anything else? Wait, wow. I don't know. Did J-Rob break out? Did he break out? No, T-Rob's here. Thank you, J-Rob, for doing the event page. Thank you.
Thank you, J-Rob.
Thank you, Suavemente. Thank you, Lady Sirens. Thank you, Rain. Thank you, Poetic. Thank you, Lisa Lips. Thank you, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Thank you, all y'all, for that. Y'all make this show what it is. Thank you. I really appreciate y'all.
I had a question.
Appreciate it. Okay, what's the question?
Am I getting closer to getting my Honey Drippers patch?
We got to talk about that.
Okay.
Poppy, you heard that, right?
Yep.
Where's Poppy? All right. Oh, wait. Okay, where's Poppy? Poppy, you there? Okay, yeah, Poppy. Yeah, you heard that.
Was I muted this whole time?
I don't know.
No.
You might have been.
I think we heard you. I heard you.
Okay.
People trying to earn badges. They trying to get badges out here to get that Honey Dripper badge. It's important.
Wow.
All right. So don't forget, we're about to close down. Thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all. God bless y'all. If y'all want to do something for me, pray for me. I need that. All right? And I'll talk to y'all later.
Man,
y'all be safe. All right. God bless y'all.
Absolutely, bro.
Good night.
God bless you, bro.
Good night.
Good night.